get started, if that's over, okay? Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Okay. Calling business to order at 4:32, regular meeting of finance for the town on Discovery Bay. Has roll call been taken?
Roll call's been taken, let the record show, all members are present, with Director Graves joining remotely.
Perfect, thank you. This is the time for public comment. Your comments are limited to 3 minutes. It's time where public can discuss anything that's not currently on the agenda. Please know we are listening to you, but we are not able to respond, so we're taking notes and happy to talk to you after the meeting. Is there anybody online?
There's not.
Okay, and there is nobody in the audience, so we are gonna go ahead and close public comment. Let's move on to consent calendar.
I move to accept.
I will second, consent calendar passes. Now we're moving on to D1, utility billing and Tyler update. Margaret, you are up.
All right, just wanted to make sure the audio is working. Hi, I'm just to provide you an update on our utility billing. We are in the process of making our final sort of decision points as it relates to going live in the next few weeks. We start with a final closeout on our existing system, send that information over to our new system, which is Tyler Technologies, to ensure that all the information is accurate between the two systems before we finish up the billing in the new system. We have also had conversations with all of our other parties that work with us, so the ones that do the Badger meters, which is the system that does our reading, ion water to the public. We are ensuring that that information is being flowed back and forth between the two and that things are working there. We are also working with our third-party printers to make sure that the information for the new billing from the current the new system will be working with the printers, and those bills will go out fine when they are able to be delivered. And the third sort of discussions underway is working with Express Bill for those that pay online, that information's there. I know I've received some questions from board members over the last few days, and so I will be following up with them on emails just to make sure that we are communicating back to the public as it relates to if anything is specifically changing or how to access information. So those notes have been taken, and those conversations will take place. The intent is that, sort of playing into our normal timing is that by that second weekend here in April that we will be on the new system and ready to rock and roll with, if you will, with the new system, with service orders when we have new accounts or just continuations of services, and then of course billing will go out through there. So this is our first step that we're taking, and then we will be looking at our merchant services a little down the line, but that will be a future update for you all when we're ready to do that.
Awesome, thank you. Director Graves, do you have any questions?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted, I know we've talked about this in several meetings, but wanted to confirm with you, Margaret. People seem to be worried about their numbers, like their account numbers. Those are pretty, they may change, but it's not gonna affect how they're getting their bills or anything like that.
The one that I wanted to mostly, between Badger, which is again where the readings are done, and again when people are signed up with Ion Water, that information is understanding to be seamless.
Okay.
Where I do need to do some additional follow-up is with the Express Pay, which is doing the third party, because they're not the ones that provide us the readings, we're the ones that send them the files, and so as long as they can send that information there. We did have a question yesterday from a director that says, well, I wanted to look at my history, so if I have an old account number with that information, and I have a new account number with new information, will I be able to access both? And so I do need to follow up on that question, and I'll be sure to communicate not only to the director, but to the public at large.
Awesome, thank you so much. Without any other questions, are there any public comment?
There's not.
Okay, perfect. So we are moving on to E1, bi-monthly finance committee presentation. You are up again.
Yes, thank you. And I think Kelly's going to share this presentation for you, and then I will share with you the report there. So in addition to the report that's here, I've actually provided a written report. So for those that need to go back to it, you can actually sort of see in words, if you will, what is being spoken today. So with that, I will accept. Oh, actually, I can do it.
Got a clicker?
Okay, thank you. All right, the first slide up here is what we refer to as our general, but really we use it primarily for the special zones, and that special zones meaning zones 35, 57, 61, those are county zones. But they work with, or we work with them to take care of certain areas for them. So the budget has been set to specifically address any of the ongoing maintenance, but throughout the year we might get some special projects that we do. So there you can see that the numbers are much higher there, and that's because they've requested us to do specific work because they have some additional funding that can support those work. So included in those numbers for the county zone reimbursements, which also that's on the top line, if you will, on the revenues, on the bottom section is the expenses, which is under program and maintenance costs. Some of the work that we've done is include tree work at Fixer and Point of Timber, as well as landscape refresh along Slipper Drive in Newport. But the one sort of stand-up item that you see there is the Ricotta Park dedication. We had that, and that was something that I know there was a ribbon cutting, if you will, that when that took place, which was, you know, we put shade structure and playground structure in place. And so again, something that really supports that one area that they're in Zone 57. With that, we do have some other costs that we've got in there, and some of it is just a timing thing because we do fully intend to get reimbursed for all of the costs that are incurred for the county zones, and so we're working towards that. Excuse me.
Perfect. Director Graves, do you have any questions?
No, I don't. I'm fine. Great report. Thanks.
All right, so next up, if we can go to the next page, is the water side of things. Again, we got our first portion there, which is our first installment of our account charge. So we anticipate that we'll get a little bit more than what we had anticipated in the budget, and that was based off of the reads that we get from the county as it relates to the parcels that we can charge to. But overall, you can see that our revenues are mostly aligned to what we anticipated in the budget. The one line item there that does put us slightly above budget for the period through February 2026 is our capacity and connection fees. This is costs that come in, or revenues that come in from our developers that are looking to expand in the area, and we ask that they contribute both into water, you'll see it also wastewater, as well as in our Zone 8 for our park enhancement and our community center fee. So this here is just funds that we set aside, $122,000, specifically for future capital projects to support those efforts. Other than that, like I said, things are fairly lining up fairly well, but certainly can answer any questions on the revenue side. If not, I can certainly go on to the expenses.
Okay. I'm good.
All right, so let's go on to the next slide, which is our expenses for the water system. Again, you can see here overall, and the total expenses were right at budget. Now there are some areas that were a little higher, some that were a little lower, but overall we're staying within the budget that we've anticipated. The information that you see here, the ones that I just want to kind of point out specifically is system maintenance. Continue to incur costs relating to some leaks that are within our system, and so we are out there we continue to evaluate, because that number has increased year over year, and so we want to make sure we're able to continue to meet the needs of the water system and maintain the system at the same time. As it relates to other costs, our utilities are coming in a little bit lower than what we anticipated, so the factor that we had in there for potential PG&E increases have not seemed to materialize, so that's a good thing. But we, again, will continue to monitor that and see where we're at with that. Otherwise, like I said, the costs are relatively close to budget. Some of it's a timing difference as well, or how people are allocating their time, for instance, might go to another area. So.
Perfect. Thank you. Kevin, do you have any questions?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Then we'll move over to wastewater. So wastewater on the revenue side, again, really we're lined up fairly well. The reason why our budget is a little bit higher is because our capacity and connection fees, again, these one-time costs, we don't know when they're going to come in, so that's why you see a budget of zero. But we see that we, up through February, we received $331,000. Again, those are costs that we'll use to support capital projects. With that, I can go to the next slide, which addresses the expenses for the wastewater system. This item here shows that, again, our salary's a little bit below budget, and that's, again, how people are allocating their time. Specifically, as it relates to, we have the ability now within our new accounting software to start having individuals charge their time to capital projects. So that's, whereas before it would always get charged to this budget. So this allows us to have that flexibility there. And again, when you look at the overall, we're really right at budget. So 4.5 on the year-to-date budget, 4.3, if you will, on the actual. So again, while some lines are a little low overall, we seem to be doing just fine. And the thing I want to point out here, just because if someone were to look at it, overall net revenues over expenses through the actuals, we are able to show a positive position. Whereas on the budget, it shows negative, and that just shows you the dependence that we have on our fixed revenues. I have 6 months of revenues, but I have 8 months worth of expenses, and that just shows you that, you know, it really comes just down to a cash flow sort of situation, not that it doesn't show that we're not able to support it, it's just a timing as it relates to those particular revenues. So,
go ahead, next slide.
Zone 8 here, again, we've got our property tax revenues, again, slightly higher than what we anticipated, so great to see on that. And again, we get the three installments. The first one comes in December, next one's here in April, the final one is in June, so, you know, we'll see some additional revenues come in, coming up here in the next report out. The thing that I wanted to point out here is that community center park enhancement fee, similar to what I said on water and wastewater. These come from the developers, not budgeted for, but again, we've got about $106,000 there to be used towards projects. And the other line item to point out there is your contributions. We've received actually two contributions, one for the pickleball courts conversion that we got from Discovery Bay Sports. So they were able to contribute some funds, as well as we received money from the county, specifically earmarked for the community center. My further understanding of that, though, is that these projects are likely to be incurred in the next fiscal year, and so likely I'll actually be not showing that as revenue this year, because I'll match up when the revenues are actually going to be utilized, because that's when the revenues are actually earned is when we utilize those funds to pay for it.
So do we just hold those funds in like an accrual account?
Yeah, so essentially I just defer those revenues until the costs are incurred. So so the next time you see this, it's gonna look a little different, so.
Perfect, thank you.
So going over to the next slide is the expenses. Again, overall, you can see here that our expenses are lower than our budget. Part of it has to do with the capital outlay. There was a number of projects that we identified, and we have put a sort of a pause on some of those landscape projects for a variety of reasons. The one project that's mostly within that capital outlay is that pickleball conversion. That was, like I said, and you'll see more information. fairly well as it relates to some of the project costs that are there. And we anticipate that the reason why we're looking well here is because of those one-time revenues to pay for certain capital projects. And that's all I have on Zone 8. Finally, on Zone 9, again, we are dependent upon the assessment income that comes again, like I said, like the others, three times a year. So December, that's the December installment, $95,000. We'll have one in April, one in June. Overall, that is largely what supports this program, although we do get some funds from the county, as well as some interest earnings to support Zone 9. On the expense side, again, you can see we're fairly close to it, and so we do anticipate, while showing a little bit of negative here, I believe that it will end up positive at the end of the fiscal year. So that's all I have through Zone 9. And then I just have a couple slides here on capital projects. We've got our mobile modular building, and we've spent about $1.6 million to date, and we'll incur those additional costs as the permits are finalized and we're able to continue on with that project. Well 8, $4.5 million to date, through February. So $4.5 million, and I understand that that project is set to be completed this summer. The Marina Underwater Crossing, that project is complete, so that's the total cost for that project. The Cathodic Protection, that's near final as far as cost, but I know that project is, at least this version or this part of the project is complete. Solar project, those are the funds that we've incurred to date. We do anticipate that incurring more costs on that as permits are approved. And the underwater crossing, I know that there's more work, design work is nearing completion, and so you'll be hearing more about that project coming up, most likely under the Water Wastewater Committee, and then eventually to the board. With that, I'll go to the next slide, which talks a bit more about capital projects. So specifically for wastewater, you've got the village lift station that is for village 2 and 4, and that project is complete. We've had some PCL upgrades for some of our existing lift stations. There could be some additional minor work that's done in those areas there. And the miscellaneous projects, while it says miscellaneous, is a combination of a number of projects, henceforth the word miscellaneous, but it really is an effort to take all the small projects, put them into one bigger project to get them finally completed, and it ranges on different things. And so the majority of that work will likely happen in next fiscal year. And then, as I mentioned previously, the pickleball conversion, $165,000. Again, we received $120,000 from Discovery Bay Recreation and Sports. So in my last couple slides here, I just want to share with you, just so you all are aware of our debt portfolio. Again, we have the amount shown here. This shows payments through our December 1st, so this is our outstanding balance currently. We actually just met with our finance team today and talked about future opportunities for it. So we have some opportunities with our 2017 bonds to maybe be in a position to refund those. We're coming up to the 10-year call. So that'll be something that we'll see likely a year from now as we get closer to that call date. So that's something that we might be able to see some debt savings coming forward in the future. Other than that, these are our fixed rate debt that you can see how much is outstanding and when those final maturities are. We do still have some construction proceeds in our trustee account, and those are being expended. And like I said, as that project completes up with Well 8, we'll be able to utilize those funds for that purpose. And then to
finally.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Well, we've been quiet today.
I know. And then finally, I think our last slide there, it just talks about some of our activities. Just like to keep you up to date of what we're doing behind the scenes. We continue to do all of our reporting, our state reporting for our financial transactions. That's due by January 31st, so we got that taken care of. Our annual processing of our 1099 is our W-2, so 1099 is good vendors. workers, W-2 to employees. Our annual bond disclosure, that's a requirement of our continuing disclosure requirements for our fixed rate debt. And so those are necessary things coming up for the next period here. Again, I mentioned to you earlier about utility billing, so hopefully you'll see that show us completion in the next cycle that we go through here. We're working towards our budget workshop scheduled here in May for our 26-27 budget. And then we'll be kicking off our interim audit for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2026. So that concludes my report, and I'm happy to answer any more questions.
Director Graves, do you have any questions?
I do. Can you go back two slides? So what I show is slide 20, which is our debt portfolio. And as you mentioned, is that 2017 is coming up on 10 years, and therefore we may be able to realize some debt savings. Would that be through refinancing at a lower interest rate? Is that what you're referring to?
That is correct. I mean, in today's market, market's been a little wild with some global news.
Very wild.
There. Yeah. So, but you know, a year from now, we do anticipate that if the market behaves the way it should, that we should be in a position to see lower rates and be able to be in a position to do that. So, typically, you can go out 90 days from the call date, which would be December 1st, and then we usually do it 2 months prior because it takes that long to go back into the market to be able to do that. So, like I said, this time next year, we will be looking at coming back to you to say if we have an opportunity there to see some savings there. How much it can be, we don't know at this time.
Okay.
But yeah.
Sure. Nobody has a crystal ball, but I just want to make sure I understood where that savings was coming from, and it was coming from a lower interest rate if at the time that would be available.
Yeah. And the other opportunity, just to, you know, to put it out there, which is if we have some projects that are moving forward where we need debt funding. So for instance, we talked the capital about our pipeline project, that could be an opportunity to sort of marry those two together, because you only have to pay your issuance costs, so all the costs to the professionals, like the financial advisor, the bond counsel, so you only have to pay that once, but you can go refinance on one and go get new debt funding for the other and have some realized savings there as well. So we're gonna look, you know, for the timing of that, those costs at the same time to kind of see, well, one, do we need that debt at that moment to be able to pay for those projects? And if we do, how can we time it up with this refunding opportunity? So.
Perfect. Thank you.
Sure. Sounds good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Director? No, I'm good.
Perfect. Thank you, Margaret. That looks great. Now we're moving on to your next one. You're just going to stay up there all day. This is adoption resolution number 2026-03, authorizing the annual assessment of the Ravenswood Improvement District.
This is our annual, we're starting the process for the Zone 9 assessment. So this is the process to request the board's approval to move forward with the engineer's report. We have historically used Herwitt to do that work, and so we're asking the board's approval to want to proceed forward with the required engineer's report and utilize Herwitt for that. And so the information there reflects, the resolution, the anticipated costs, which is minimal, but again, wanted to make sure that you're aware of it. After the board budget workshop, we will provide that information to them. They will prepare the report, and it's anticipated that we'll bring that that report back to you at the June board meeting for the consideration of what that assessment rate could look like.
Okay.
This just initiates the process.
Perfect. So we just need to report back that this process tonight is being initiated.
So we're asking your approval of the resolution. It is on tonight's agenda.
Okay.
Consent. So with the committee's approval today, we will move it forward under the consent item for tonight.
Perfect. I don't have any problem with it. Kevin?
I would approve staff recommendation on that.
Okay, perfect. So So it looks like we will give our approval or consent tonight on it. Any other items? Any other agenda items for next meeting, Kevin? Future agenda items?
No, not that I know of this time.
Okay.
Not that I know of this time, thank you.
Perfect. Well, it looks like our meeting is being adjourned at 4:57.